Okay, it's time for the fifth thing. Every Tuesday, we do a little Q&A here, answer a couple of questions that were sent in. I don't know if you guys sometimes are listening to the podcast and you think of the questions like when you're listening to the four things that comes out on Thursdays, or if these are just random questions out of the blue, but try to address them as best as I can. If I don't know the answer, I reach out to people. So this is the fifth thing. We'll get into the questions real quick. But before we do, I just want to say that I am so late to the dipping your nails party. You know, I've gotten gel before, but I got dip and I'm obsessed and I know it's not good for you. And I struggle with that. And I went to the store and I bought natural nail polish and I tried to use that and do my nails myself. But every once in a while, I just need like a manicure that's going to last for 3 to 4 weeks and I don't have to think about it. And that's what's been happening with me in this dip. And I love it. But the minute I have to go there and stick my hand in acetone and for like 10 minutes to get it off, I'm going to be like, why did I do this? This is so bad. Ugh. But if you haven't ever tried it, and maybe you're going on vacation and you need a reason to have amazing nails, oh, I highly recommend it. It's going to be addicted. And I did one coat Funny Bunny, one coat Bubble Bath, which is something I've done before with gel. And I've even done before at home because I have the OPI nail polish, both of those colors. But you can do it in dip and it looks really good. I gotta say, I'm like looking at them right now while I'm talking to y'all, and I'm like, yep, nailed it. So let's get into the questions. First one is from Danny. Hey, Amy, absolutely loving the podcast, learning so much. Recently bought my own Four Things tote and I'm obsessed. However, I accidentally got some stains on it already. I know it says you can't throw them in the washer, so I was wondering if you have any tricks or products you use to spot clean the tote. So Danny, yeah, we learned when I first got my first tote that Mary gave me, I got it dirty and I washed it and it shrunk like crazy. And that's when we learned you can't wash the totes. And we feel really bad about that because obviously it'd be awesome to be able to deliver a product to y'all that was washable. But these are custom made, really good quality totes made here in the US. And when you think about any other really nice like tote bags, you may not necessarily be able to throw those in the wash either. So we're like, oh, hopefully we're not the only people, you know, that have a product, because trust me, we wish it was washable. So for that, I will say sometimes people, right when they get the tote, they Scotch guard it right away. So there's an option for you. But my friend Kara got some stuff on hers and she used the Folex Instant Carpet Spot Remover and said it worked really well. F-O-L-E-X. You can pick it up for cheap online, Home Depot, Walmart, et cetera. You just spray it onto the stain, rub it in with your fingers, blot off the excess after about like 20 seconds and let it air dry. And, you know, you just use it the same way you would on the carpet. Just use it on the tote and it works wonders. And then maybe if you've got some carpet stains around the house, you hit up those as well. I like my tote looking a little bit worn when I get a brand new one, because I get new ones often. Can't help myself. But when it's really new, I'm like, oh, this looks weird. I like mine looking really worn in. So just know that they can withhold a lot. My friend Erin, my trainer that comes on the podcast from time to time, Erin Opria, she uses hers as her workout bag going from client to client, and she keeps tons of stuff in there. And hers is so dirty, and she loves it dirty. And she puts like dumbbells in there, heavy ones, and it does not fall apart. So we're definitely proud of how well it's held together. And we went and bought one of the knockoff totes at a store. I won't say where, but we bought one and it's so cheaply made and it's not made in the US and it's just such a bummer. It's such a bummer. We still don't even know exactly how we're going to handle the situation because, again, they're not calling it a Four Things tote. So we can't, which is trademarked, so we can't go after them that way, which we don't really want to go after anybody, but it's just customer confusion. I mean, so many of y'all are sending us screenshots when you're seeing these knockoff totes that it's like, it's just, we don't want to confuse y'all to where you think maybe we partnered with somebody, or maybe when you buy it, a Haiti donation is happening with it when it's not. So before we get off this tote, or my tote soapbox, after answering Danny's question, I just want to say that the Patriotic Four Things tote is officially out and it's supporting American military. The Shop Forward has a military fund. So it just goes to different groups that we've worked with. Like, we don't have anything specific yet, full transparency, but just know it will support someone or some people in way, shape, or form that serve our country. We have quality groups that we've worked with in the past, so we just haven't like pinpointed it yet, but we wanted to go that direction. This is the first time a four things item hasn't supported Haiti. We were doing dogs, then it just made more sense to shift to military. I know Mary and I try to really be thoughtful about where the funds go. And, you know, sometimes it makes sense to go one direction and then we have to call an audible and do a 180 and go another direction because that is what we genuinely feel like is best for the product. So just so you know that. But I think the four things, patriotic totes are so cute. They say stars, stripe, America, stars, stripes, freedom, and then America. And it's like blue, ombre, and then into red. And I love it. So definitely check it out. Ooh, and this is fun. You can now go to fourthings.com. Just fourthings.com and all things that are related to our four things products will be there. So boom. Next question is from Maitland. Hey, Amy, what do you do for bloating? I know you pay attention to your body and how it responds to different foods and whatnot. And I try so hard to do that too. But what do you do when you have a cheat day or you just start to bloat and you have no clue where it came from? Hope to hear you address this on your podcast soon. Well, here we go. We're going to talk about it. So some quick fixes that I do when I feel bloat coming on, like if I can go for a walk, I do it. If I can bust out some yoga poses that are good for bloating, I do it. There's awesome ones on YouTube. This girl, Sarah Beth, has one. You can look it up. It has like 1.4 million views, so pretty sure a lot of people trust it. It's literally called Yoga for Bloating by Sarah Beth. So if you just go to YouTube and type that in, you'll find it. And it's, I think it's like a little over 10 minutes. It's like 10 to 13 minutes or so of different poses that are going to help with bloating and digestion. Also, peppermint oil is really good. It works by relaxing the intestinal muscles, which allows gas and maybe even stool to move along more effectively, which we all want that. I would say I try to sit in my infrared sauna, which is something I talked about in the Four Things podcast last week. If you don't have that, a hot, warm bath will do. Which is also really relaxing. I recommend drinking hot lemon water, maybe with some fresh ginger sliced up in there and get it, drink it. Make sure you're drinking it hot or warm. And the lemon and the ginger and the hot water will all help. I think this is just, and now this is something I'm just pulling out of nowhere. I didn't have it in my little notes, but try to keep all your water room temperature when you're feeling bloated. Don't put ice into the mix. I can't remember exactly why, but somewhere in the back of my brain, I'm like, it's like coming back from way back, something that I read that someone said that was if you're having issues with bloating and digestion to take away the ice. So some long-term fixes when it comes to bloating is make sure that you're drinking plenty of water every day. And I personally hydrate between meals. So at least 30 minutes before and then after I've eaten, I wait like 45 minutes to drink large amounts of liquid. I don't really drink water with my meal because I feel like that adds to it. That's a tip that I learned from Kimberly Snyder. Like you just create this lake in your stomach for food to just sit there and try to digest in, and it just messes up the whole digestion process and then you end up bloated. So definitely try to hydrate between meals. So speaking of drinking, if you're someone that's affected by carbonated drinks, you may want to cut those out or at least cut back. Carbonated drinks, they are a culprit when it comes to bloating. This includes beer, champagne, tonic water, anything with carbonation added. And I am so addicted to Zevia right now. Like, I hope it's not bloating me, but I try not to chug it. I have about one a day. Sometimes I'll even open one, take a few sips, put it back in the fridge, and then later in the day, sip some more, repeat that process. So maybe that's why it hasn't caused me to bloat. But I do know that carbonation does happen to do that. So if you have an issue but you're not ready to give up your carbonated drink, then maybe take different times of the day to sip on it and don't chug a whole can at once. Tracking what you eat and how you feel after you eat can help with bloating. Like if you want to maybe even look into doing a food intolerance test. Like Erin Opria, if she has onions because she is really sensitive to onions, food intolerance-wise, she bloats big time. So she knows not to have onions. So you may want to look into one of those tests, but it's a whole nother conversation for another time. Maybe I can do a thing about it in the Thursday podcast one day coming up, but maybe I could bring in an expert to talk about that. Avoid excess salt is another tip. You know that will lead to bloating. Don't eat too much at a time and try to eat slow because the faster you eat, you may overeat and then get that bloated feeling, which I'm so guilty of that. Avoid chewing gum. That's another long-term thing because the sugar alcohols in gum can cause bloating in some people. Plus, you swallow air while chewing, which can lead to, well, bloating. You can try to add in more fiber gradually to your diet if you're someone that doesn't get a lot because that'll keep you more regular, if you know what I mean. And if you're not used to it, I wouldn't like, boom, just start adding all the fiber, but just gradually start making sure that you're looking for foods that are higher in fiber. You can take probiotics every day for another long-term fix with bloating for optimal gut health. I personally take Kimberly Snyder's Feel Good SBO probiotics. I added them to my Amazon favorites page under health and fitness, which you can find that at radioamy.com. And then before meals, you may want to consider taking a digestive enzyme, which I personally take, also Kimberly Snyder's brand. She makes a good one. So that's also up on my Amazon page if you want to check it out. So there you go. Some quick fixes for bloating and long-term fixes. I hope that that helps you, Maitland. Thank you for the question. Next question is from Jessica. Hey, me, been listening to your podcast since the beginning. I've been incorporating a lot of your health tips in my life. A few months ago, purchased a tub of the Vital Proteins, collagen peptides, and I'm loving the results that I've seen from that. I'm a coffee addict, so I put it in my milk before I froth it for my coffee. However, I found it difficult, if not impossible, to get the powder to dissolve without creating nasty clumps. I was wondering if you have experienced this issue, if you had suggestions. So, Jessica, I would say put it in your hot coffee. It'll dissolve way easier. Like, don't put it in your milk. I guess the milk is being heated when it's froth, maybe. I'm not really sure. I'm not that fancy when it comes to my coffee. But I put it, if I do it in coffee or tea or anything like that, it's hot. If I'm doing it in cold milk before I make my iced matcha latte, I'm blending everything up in the blender so it all gets nice and blended. So I would say if you added something hot, you should be good to go. If you're adding something cold, find a way to blend it or shake it really well, and that should totally help your issue. Vital Proteins is another thing you can find on my Amazon page if you're curious about what that is. Next question is from Jamie. Morning, Amy. Let me say I've been so inspired by listening to your podcast so much that I constantly find myself telling people about it, which I really appreciate, Jamie. Thank you. I'd literally never listened to a podcast, but now I have an hour commute to and from work, so I figured, what the heck? Now I'm hooked. You mentioned briefly that you avoid soy, so I'm curious as to why. I'm avoiding dairy, but haven't acquired a taste for almond milk. So yes, a long time ago, I heard like a lot of crazy, scary studies that said that eating soy could mess with your hormones and your thyroid and even cause cancer. So obviously, I started cutting it out of my diet like ASAP. And I noticed that I felt better because I was drinking soy lattes every day at the time. So it was something that I noticed right away, like I felt better. And so I was like, well, I don't know if this is really going to legit cause cancer, but I am feeling better not having it. But that was years ago, and studies are less scary now about soy. Some people that used to avoid it like the plague now say that it's okay to consume, but they advise to make sure that it's organic. And when I was drinking soy milk, I was not making sure that it was organic. So if you're going to have soy, pick minimally processed forms of it. If you're going to do the milk, do organic. If you're eating it in food, think like tempeh, tofu, organic tofu, miso, edamame. And then, you know, while we're on the subject of soy, I totally avoid soy sauce. I know that that's not what we're talking about here, but it has soy in it. So, but there is so much sodium in there, like so much. And my alternative for that is coconut aminos. Those are so yummy. It's like way, way, way less sodium than soy sauce. And I feel like it tastes way better than soy sauce anyway. Next question is from Mary. Hey, Amy, thank you so much for sharing the vinegar trick for the dishwasher and the washing machine. I've heard so many people say they use vinegar for a lot of things around the house, but I was wondering if you knew of any other life hacks with vinegar. And Mary, it's funny that you sent this email because I was actually getting emails from other listeners telling me their tips. So I'm going to share those with everyone. This email is from Lisa. Hey, Amy, listening to your most recent Four Things podcast, you talked about cleaning with vinegar. So I want to share how I use it. I use vinegar to clean my strawberries. Whenever I get home, I soak them in a mixture of vinegar and water. This will kill any mold spores and any bad spots will soften up so that you can see them and cut them off. Also, whenever I buy apples, I cut them up and soak the slices in salt water mixture. This keeps them from browning, and I can keep them in a Tupperware container in my fridge for up to a week. They'd probably last longer, but they usually get eaten by then. I thought this would be a neat thing to share with you and your listeners with any other tips that you might have to keep produce fresh so that you're not wasting money by throwing it in the trash. So thank you, Lisa, for that tip for me and other listeners. This is another email from Trisha with a tip. She talked about cleaning her kitchen drain. She said, hey, have you ever cleaned your kitchen drains with baking powder and vinegar? I pour the baking powder in the drain and then I dump vinegar on top of it. It bubbles up. I let it sit there for 5 minutes. Then I rinse it down with hot water. It cleans it so well and takes the smell away. So thank you, Trisha, for that vinegar hack. And then a few other ones that I know of, like if you're looking to kill weeds, you can use a spray bottle with vinegar on your walkways. Do you know in your walkway when you have random weeds pop up, it's just so annoying. You can use it to repel ants. So if any ants are finding their way in your home, spray vinegar around the outside door frame and windows. Same goes for fleas. Also, you can unclog drains. You flush hot water and then funnel about half a cup of baking soda followed by 1 cup of vinegar. And boom, you save money on a plumber. And if we learned anything from Trisha's email, then the vinegar and baking soda is also cleaning our drain as well. So there you go. That's some other ways to use vinegar. So that's going to wrap up today's Q&A segment. I hope it was helpful for you guys. And I really appreciate when you email me your questions. Keep them coming. ForThingsWithAmyBrown@gmail.com. And I'll see y'all on Thursday with my super exciting, fun interview with Corey Robertson. You know, the mom from Duck Dynasty. Can I even talk? I can't talk. Corey Robertson, the mom from Duck Dynasty. She is going to be on with me for all four things. It's the first time I've ever done an interview with someone where they are on all four things. I've already done the interview, so I know exactly what we're talking about. The first thing we discuss, well, in the intro, I have her settle the French fry debate, a big fight my husband and I got into. And I was like, what would Corey and Willie do? Like, what would the Robertsons do to handle this situation? Then in the first thing that's in the intro. Then the first thing we talk about is strong and kind, which are the core values for her family and her kids and why she chose that and why they're important. And she has a book about it, which is awesome too. And I think we all can learn from trying to be strong and kind and raise a generation of strong and kind people around us. Then the second thing that we talked about was gratitude and things that she's thankful for, and sticking with the theme, we broke down 4 different things that she's thankful for, which was really awesome to kind of see a little look into her life. And then third thing was how to throw a good party, because she likes to throw fun parties and she had some unique ideas and just ways to like not stress out about it and just make it fun and make memories for your guests. Like, I'm definitely going to be using some of the tips that she shared. And the fourth thing we talked about was mission work, abroad and just locally right in your neighborhood. Like, you don't have to go far to love your neighbor. And I loved some of her insight on that as well. And then she did the closing with me too and read the email shout out, because at the end of every episode, I do an email shout out. So she was the one that read it, and it happened to be about foster care, and an adoption. So, it was good to have her take on that, because she's an adopted mom and she's fostered and adopted. So it's perfect. I really appreciate y'all being a part of this little community that we have here. If you want to subscribe or rate and review, feel like doing that, if you got some extra time today, then that would be amazing if you had yet to do it. Appreciate it more than you know. Okay, everyone have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.